And I give you all the honor. You are amazing. You are glorious. You are everlasting. You are worthy of all praise. You deserve all my praise. You deserve all my worship. You deserve all my adoration. Thank you, Father, for forgiving me my sin. Hello, my name is Apostle Charles of Breakthrough Life Church in Brampton, Ontario, Canada. Today, I welcome you on The Moment with Charles, and I'm so excited to see you and to share today's live broadcast with you. My topic for today is, you are good to me, O God. You are good to me, O God. Why am I saying God is good to me? Because I'm alive today. So I can boldly attribute that statement to God. I say, God, I can hold my head, scratch my head, pull my hair, and line up my hair nicely because God has enabled me the strength, the ability to hold my hair, to touch it, to make it nice and clean and line it up. I'm able to go to the barber shop and cut it. This is all the goodness of God. The Bible says, and David said, had it not been the Lord on my side, my enemies would have destroyed me. You got to have a reason to say God is good. And today I want to say, because you can see me and I can see you on this live broadcast, together we can say God, he's good to us. Yes, you are good to us, O Lord. You are good to us. You have sustained us throughout, and your goodness is flowing through us. The goodness of the Lord goes with us. Go, the goodness of the Lord go with us. And as the goodness of God go with us, I want to bless the Lord and give him praise. I want to magnify him and exalt him. I want to say, Father, I can breathe. Oh, what a joy to breathe. What a joy to breathe. What a joy to be alive times such as this, that God's goodness and mercy has gone with us. We want to bless him. We want to thank him. We want to honor him. We want to adore him. For God, he's good. And when I say, you are good to me, O God, I'm emphasizing his goodness. I'm rousing his glory and his honor. I'm showing myself in all humility, and I'm lifting up my spirit, my heart, and I'm saying, Father, you are good to me. Is God good to you? Say, God, you are good to me. Do you know why I know? Because you're watching me as I'm watching you. We are interacting with each other. We are not dead. We are alive. And if we are alive together, then together, we can say God is good to us. May his name be praised in our life. May his name be glorified in our life. May he go with us. May he direct us. May he guide us. May he lead us and bring us into a place of peace, of joy, and of happiness. What a glorious moment to say, God, you are with us. God, you are with us. I can read. I can lift up my hands. I can shake my hands. I can shake my body and say, God, you are with me. I'm not in pain. I'm healed. I'm restored. I am made whole. I am justified in Christ. I am saved by his blood. I call myself a child of God. You are a child of God. God is with you. God's presence is going with you, and his anointing surrounds your life. So when you're saying, God, you are good to me, O God, you are rousing him, you're showing gratitude, you are showing gratitude, you are showing appreciation, you are exalting him for even being able to wake up from bed. It's because of his goodness. Are you willing to say, God is good? Are you willing to say, God, you are good to me? Are you willing to say, Father, I can lift up my hands and say, you are good to me? May the Lord bless you and keep you safe. May the mighty hand of the Almighty God go with you. May the Lord direct your steps, guide your feet. May the palm and the comforting hands of God carry you and your children. I love you with the love of God. And I decree the favor and the blessings and the goodness of God go with you. Thank you for joining me on The Moment with Charles. I cannot wait to see you. Shake your hands, hug you, and pray for you, and prophesy the counsel of God to you. Go with the Lord and be at peace. Go with the Lord and rest in himself.